0939-319-0800. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Top stories at 12 hours. Zambia's CPI score drops to 37 as corruption concerns rise. Government assures stable power supply beyond August polls. And Australia police defend actions after violence at protests over Israeli president visit.
FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. Zambia's Corruption Perception Index, CPI score, declined by 2 points in 2025, falling from 39 out of 100 in 2024, to 37 out of 100. Presenting the findings, Transparency International Zambia TIZ Advocacy Policy and Research Manager Bright Chizonde has attributed the decline to increased abuse of office by public officials, including the diversion of public funds through strategic business interests and political supporters ahead of the August general election. Mr. Chizonde said Zambia's global ranking dropped by 7 places from 92 out of 180 countries in 2024 to 99 out of 182 in 2025. He has noted that this is the first decline in Zambia's CPI score in the past 5 years, signaling challenges in sustaining anti-corruption efforts.
So this year we have declined by 2 points. So now, clear now that we are on a negative or declining CPI trend. So this indicates difficulties in sustaining anti-corruption efforts. So we need to look through the anti-corruption agenda and see how we can sustain this anti-corruption fight. But then this decline means that now we have gone below target for 2025. So the question is, what will happen in 2026? Where are we going to go? Are we still going to achieve that 40 that was set out to be there? So the 2 point drop in 2025 means that Zambia's CPI score is now below the annual target.
And British High Commission Chargé d'Affaires Simon Jackson said the integrity of elections depends on the entire ecosystem and the need to ensure that politics serves the public interest ahead of the polls. Meanwhile, TIZ chapter president Priscilla Chansa has called for the enactment of political party and campaign financing legislation to enhance transparency ahead of the August general elections.
The absence of the political party and campaign financing law. Although Article 60 of the Constitution provides for regulation of political parties, including their sources of funding, Zambia has yet to enact enabling legislation to give effect to this constitutional provision. Research shows limited transparency among political parties, weak due diligence on funding sources, and acceptance of donations from companies involved in public procurement, creating a high risk of illicit financing and undue influence.
Government says the country is no longer experiencing load shedding following an agreement between Zambia and Zimbabwe that allows Zambia to import 600 megawatts of electricity, with 400 megawatts already being supplied through the Zimbabwe electricity grid. Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa said the improved power supply is also supported by increased electricity imports from independent power producers. Speaking when he featured on Tuesday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Mr. Mwetwa said Zambia is not expected to return to load shedding after the August general elections, citing various measures being implemented by government. He said interventions include the development of solar power plants, and the 300 megawatt Mamba Coileries power project, which is currently at 60% completion. Mr. Mwetwa has also maintained that government expects further price reductions from the manufacturing sector, noting that government has already played its part by offering several tax incentives, which manufacturers should pass on to consumers.
Zambia and Zimbabwe has agreed that now Zambia will import and evacuate more power through the Zimbabwe grid line. And our target was and is and remains for now importation of 600 megawatts through the Zimbabwe grid line. And I think I just have to get my statistics right. The last time I spoke to the Minister of Energy, I think that we are evacuating this far 400 megawatts of power with another 200, in the offing because they were reconstructing or rehabilitating their grid line to have the capacity to evacuate that power.
The Business Regulatory Review Agency, BRRA, reforms aimed at improving the ease of doing business have unlocked about 67.2 billion kwacha in planned investments as government prepares to introduce a single omnibus license to reduce multiple permits and delays. Speaking during a press briefing, BRRA Board Chairperson Dominic Kapalu said compliance with regulatory impact assessments increased from 56% in 2024 to 82.2% in 2025. Mr. Kapalu has added that the energy single licensing system issued 474 licenses and 100 construction permits during the period. He said environmental approval timelines have been significantly reduced, with project brief reviews cut from 45 to 20 days, while environmental and social impact statement reviews were reduced from 60 to 30 days. Mr. Kapalu has noted that fees have also been reduced, with environmental and social impact assessment fees dropping from 1.3 million kwacha to 600,000 kwacha, and project brief fees from 17,300 kwacha to 5,300 kwacha.
Today, special commendation will be extended to three regulatory agencies. The first commendation goes to the Ministry of Energy, its cooperative partners and stakeholders for successful implementation of the energy single licensing system. In 2025 alone, the Energy Regulation Board, through the ESLS, issued 474 licenses and 100 construction permits. These approvals translate into approximately 67.2 billion kwacha in pledged investments. The second combination goes to the Road Transport and Safety Agency for its recently introduced single disc road certificate. The third combination goes to NEMA that has introduced significant reforms to enhance environmental management efficiency in Zambia.
The Higher Education Authority says it has partnered with the media to restore confidence in Zambia's higher education system and curb the proliferation of fake professors in the country. Higher Education Authority Director General Professor Kajila Chinsembu says the unchecked proliferation of fake professors undermines regulatory oversight, threatens the legitimacy of awarded degrees, and erodes the quality of skills and competencies that graduates are expected to acquire from higher education. He said in order to curb the proliferation of fake professors and safeguard the quality of higher education, the authority intends to propose amendments to strengthen the Higher Education Act in order to introduce a mandatory recognition system for professors. Speaking at a summer school media training workshop in Lusaka, Professor Chinsembu said journalists should examine how institutional loopholes allow fake professors to thrive.
The presence of fake professors erodes teaching quality and academic standards. It leads to graduates of low caliber who fail to acquire the critical knowledge, practical skills and professional competencies expected from legitimate higher education programming.